It is March 18th, 1949. They're loonier than I could have ever imagined. Lord Almighty.
Yes, this is her. There's been a murder. Singing for who? It won't be the boys and blues yet. I just don't have enough. You think they believe me? I hit nothing without evidence. The recording's too muddled. Something in the forest made it spin fast. It was fuzzy, like something trying to speak to me, or I must have hit a spell of radio waves from some show on air. But it was garbled and not fitting. I'll be in contact. Thanks, Billy. If there's any fuzz, I can count on it too. Getting the CIA involved is probably the best. Most certainly great first assignment from the big boss. Do you really think they'll hire me after this? Groovy. Yeah, that's the word.
What a cluster... Oh. Gosh, apologies for my French. This is wearing at me. I can't begin to understand. These people are so friendly, a real bunch of oddballs, but a real community. I'm visiting the church today. I'll see Reuben there. Something to do with the...
A recording device?
Yes. I got it at auction for a decent price. It came from the trenches of a German camp in France.
I see. German made?
English, actually.
Well, damn. I may as well have... been the one to ferry it away.
Funny. You've got some experience being ferried away as well.
That's quite the understatement.
What was it like?
Careful, doll. It's a scary can of worms you want to open.
What or... who is in that forest?
It's just a bunch of trees. I just needed some time and... by golly Pete... Ted seems to enjoy it well enough.
That's not my question, Mr. Casey. I saw your shelves. They looked suspiciously like gifts from a child. You and Miss Casey are childless.
That good old boy, Georgie, gave them to us.
Let me be frank with you. They came from somewhere, and it's not that boy. I have been there. Understand.
They aren't anything.
They are, and if I'm correct, you might be in more danger than you let on. You were let free for a reason.
They are nothing, woman. Stop pressing it.
Mr. Casey, it could be something, whatever or whomever you found in that forest. It could spell disaster for you.
Let me pray in peace. Mabe was right. You're nothing but trouble. You and the fuzz are nothing but interlopers. Leave us be.
Mr. Casey, I've been there.
Been where? Because you've been nothing but in my business. In this community's business.
I understand. But, Mr. Casey, there's a world out there. You must have seen it. Gone for 7 days. That is enough time to go beyond the line. You saw the magic, right?
Where are you getting at? Oh, Jiminy Crickets. I saw nothing but woods. Nothing but trees. Nothing but the grass under my boot in the...
The faces in the trees. I saw them when I was a little girl. I received little presents. I was friends with a crow when I was little. I'd feed it, and it would bring back gifts. But before I realized it, I had accepted a gift from something else. It looked just like the crow's gifts, left there, innocently, a little wooden button. I took it, put it in my jar of gifts. One night, I heard something. A melody. A simple tune that lured me from my bed into the forest. I was gone for 7 days. Yes, that's it. It was small, right?
Could fit in the palm of my hand. And its...
its eyes, right?
Like the boy.
It had such a weird way with words, too. I could understand what it was saying, but all the notes it left were illegible. Like Shakespearean.
It's Middle English. It came right before Shakespeare's time. Right about during the era Christian crusades onto the Holy Land.
Gosh, just chock full of fun facts, huh?
Had all the time in the world 10 years ago. I've forgotten most of everything we learned for trivia nights, but every once in a while, something just pops in my head.
That's probably how you charmed that bugger.
Bugger? Yeah, that's a great way to describe it.
But you must know, I put great importance on this. It's going to try to take you. It's tried to take me.
But you're here.
Yes. My family moved due to my father receiving an opportunity in the Big Apple. I hadn't heard from it in years. Moving away from any local forest or any forest larger than Central Park really seemed to keep it away. I'll admit, I was cautious about coming back to a community with a forest as deep and rich in history, but I haven't had any problems since.
I see. I'll talk with Maeve. I moved her here to make her happy. The house has been in her family for over 40 years now. It's her home, her life, her history.
I understand. But truly, you will only be safe if you flee from here. Take a few years to let its whole dissipate, to let it forget about you, and move on.
I understand.
May I see here, Mr. Casey?
Yes, sir. Be my guest.
Thank you. Are you the mistress?
No, no, young man. I'm the private investigator Miss Casey hired.
Who's been saying I have a mistress?
Miss Maloney.
Interesting. I'll be sure to give her a piece of my mind when we're done with this.
Mr. Casey.
You wouldn't. You saw it. She's really...
We must be rid of these creatures. For too long have they plagued us, driven us to lunacy. Absurdly,
what
so
is he on about? He's talking about the neighbors.
Who are the neighbors?
The creatures in the woods. They like to follow people they like. Or dislike. It depends.
Have you seen them?
They don't like to come into the church.
Are they nice to you?
Yeah, I like Mr. Gubbins the best. He's funny. Likes to spread gossip like Miss Maloney. She isn't at the service, though. She's usually always in the first row.
She's probably sick. What will the town do with Mr. Casey?
Now don't go making a mountain out of a molehill.
I'm not doing anything.
They'll lock him in a box for a while.
And for once, we won't need to submit any maintenance requests to see you, Mr. Reuben Casey.
Apologies. May have needed some reassurance that has still followed my faith.
Fine. Saves us trouble. We'll need you to wait for the priest to come. Come join me in the prayer room.
Where are they taking him?
The prayer room. Didn't you hear?
Yes, but... why?
Because he's in trouble with the neighbors. They need to make sure Mr. Casey is Mr. Casey. They did that with Miss O'Hagan before they put Miss O'Hagan in a box after...
What did they do, Georgie? Really think. I can help make this place safer so that they don't need to put people in boxes.
The boxes. They hit it 7 times on each side. 14 strikes. The box was brown. Hardwood. It was heavy looking, too. The inside looked like it was made of deer hide. It wiggled around, side to side. It took 4 men to hold it down. I could hear the cries through the dirt. It was... the bell. box was connected to a bell. It rang and rang 73 times. Stopped ringing after day 2. Miss O'Higgins is in the box.
Thank you, kid. I need to go pray. Excuse me.
The prayer room is being used, though.
Yes, it is.
Concludes the analysis of tape number 4. Found on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, and many more. Stay informed by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Blue Sky at @whatliesinwait_a.d_. To share your insights, please use our secure contact email, whatliesinwait_a.d@gmail.com. Eloise McRae and Crocus is voiced by Madison Mastarelli. Reuben Casey is voiced by Brian Parker. Georgie Walsh is voiced by Christian Marshall. Edwin O'Hagan is voiced by Cameron Driggers. What Lies in Wait is produced by Arch Pingle and Evianca Robinson. Written by Arch Pingle. Casted by Kelly Tanner. Scheduled and managed by Evianca Robinson. Promoted by Jared Coles. Engineered by June Ogden. This episode was produced by Evianca Robinson. Your engagement is vital to our continued pursuit of the truth. Until the next briefing, ensure the operational security of these confidential files.